It is not what President Biden wanted. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A big cut in global oil production reportedly agreed to this morning by OPEC plus countries, including Saudi Arabia and Russia. A 2 million barrel a day reduction, according to Reuters.
Despite considerable efforts from the White House to stop it, not least of them, Biden's fist bump with the Saudi crown prince last summer, which apparently was not worth its price in political capital. And top officials evidently had no luck dissuading the Saudis last month in a trip to the region. The White House also reportedly asked the Treasury Secretary to tell Gulf state finance ministers that the impact would be disastrous for the global economy.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. This could keep gas prices rising. They've gone up almost every day the past 2 weeks, gaining 16 cents. After dropping from the $5 a gallon record high, AAA's national average for regulars back up to $3.83 this morning. The president will leave this hour and head to Florida, going to Fort Myers to see for himself the destruction Hurricane Ian caused, but he won't see all of it. Flooding stretches far inland and north. Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Arcadia.
One week in, that struggle continues here in DeSoto County. About 35,000 people still stuck in water that officials say is going to be around at least another week, trapped by 20 inches of rain, homes, cars, all disappearing underneath that water. No deaths reported here.
Ian, though, is blamed for more than 100 deaths, most of them in Florida. A Republican Senate candidate under scrutiny in Georgia, Herschel Walker, keeps denying a report that he paid a girlfriend in the past to get an abortion. Walker is pro-life and tells Fox,
whoever is doing this, is, you know, it's not true. It's a lie.
Right.
And right now, that's the reason I say I'm going to fight.
The polls show that Walker is in a close race trying to unseat Democrat Raphael Warnock as the GOP tries to win control of the now 50-50 Senate in the midterm elections. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
There is a return to selling on Wall Street after 2 days of big gains. The Dow is down 330 points. The Nasdaq's dropping 197. The S&P 500 is losing 52 points. The price of oil is actually down a dollar, right about 86 bucks a barrel, despite the news out of the OPEC plus countries meeting of an oil production cut globally. Twitter's stock is down a bit this morning to about 50 bucks a barrel. That's a few dollars under the price per share that Elon Musk now plans again to pay as the billionaire Tesla CEO did another 180, giving up his legal fight to pull out of the deal to purchase Twitter. Though no formal agreement to end that court battle has yet been announced.
Musk is already tweeting about his pending purchase and the very app he's set to soon own. He wrote, quote, buying Twitter is an accelerant to creating X, the everything app. Musk's lawyer confirmed they sent a letter to Twitter explaining Musk's intent to close on the transaction for the original offer. $54.20 a share, in total $44 billion. Now, for months, Musk has been trying to back out of the deal, in part due to his claims that Twitter had misrepresented the amount of fake accounts or bots. Twitter then sued, and a trial was set to start in Delaware very soon, less than 2 weeks.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul. Two Americans are sharing the Nobel Prize handed out this morning for chemistry, for molecular research. And one of the winners, Carolyn Bertozzi, says it's important for
medicine, and in particular, for drug delivery.
Another winner, K. Barry Sharpless, also shared the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 2001, just the fifth multiple winner ever. A judge is now king.
High fly ball.
That was Aaron Judge's 62nd home run of the season on YES, breaking Roger Maris's American League record. The ball is estimated to be worth a few million dollars for the fan who caught it in Texas. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.